Yo doing Hashem. What are you doing, Yaakov?
We're covering Beitzah, and we're talking about the rooster. A rooster will... There's an old commercial. It says, I'll walk a mile for a camel. A camel is a cigarette. And so this rooster will walk 60 houses, past 60 houses for a hen. I mean, talk about Briti Shalom.
So you're staying around here, I assume. So, whatever each one does, is good. As long as it's trying to serve Hashem. Havao says like this, I heard in the name of Balatanya. You heard Balatanya? The first Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Chabad? That he used to say, tell Hashem, Hashem, I don't want your Olam Haba. I don't want your Olam Haba. I don't want your Olam Haza. I just want you. I always want to be with you. To be cleaved to you. How could one merit such a heart? How does someone merit such a memory just to remember that he wants Hashem all the time? Only through Tikkun HaYesod, fixing the brit. And in truth, really, this itself is an explanation why a person is sleeping his life. Because the lust, this lust is burning out his brains and his heart and all of his will to holiness until a person falls to great darkness, the aspect of death of the heart, like it's brought down in Torah 54, which we mentioned before, that Pgama Brit, blemishing of the Brit, and Pgama Anayin, the blemishing of the eyes, is the aspect of a bad eye, that through it, the person falls to the place of dead heart. You know, the heart doesn't want anymore, you stop desiring anything. And automatically, a person does not even feel the place he fell to, the greatness of his fall. But when a person begins to pray and to arouse, then he's also able to feel where he's sitting. Yeah? Even if he's a very low place, but he heard a shear and he aroused and woke him. Hashem woke him somehow. And if he sees that, he can see finally that he's a very, very low place and he can start screaming and start giving birth. Screaming like one needs in order to get out from darkness, from death, and to merit the taste, the flavor of dusha, holiness, and purity, and life. The sweetness of the prayer. The prayer, the ta'am of dusha, the taste of the flavor, the taste of dusha, of holiness, especially the taste of prayer, depends on shmirat habrit, guarding the brit. Like Rabbeinu writes in Likutei Maharan in Torah 50, and this is what Rabbeinu says, anyone who blemishes his brit, he cannot pray in the aspect of Kol Atzmotai Tamana. He cannot pray in the aspect that my whole body is praying. And when a person does not doubt in the aspect that his whole body is praying, then a dog comes down and eats his sacrifice, meaning his prayer. A dog is a sitra achra, which takes all the prayers out of a person which is not guarding the brit, not working in guarding the brit. And the prayers are not going to the right place. But when a person prays and tastes the sweetness of prayer, in the aspect of my whole body is talking to Hashem, and a person cannot reach this unless he fixes the brit. Why? Because my mitikin zebchen my dachem. The sweet waters are the aspect of pure waters. And someone asking of sweet water, then is the talks that he says, the speech that he speaks, is the aspect of sweet and good waters that come out of his mouth and he hears in his ears. And then that goes into his bones, and the aspect of the bones, they hear and they feel the good talks of a person. And when the bones feel the sweetness of the speech, that's the aspect of my whole body is talking to Hashem. And then a lion comes and eats his sacrifice. Right? What does that mean when a lion comes? That the prayers were accepted. Where do we see that? We see that by the Samidash, when someone brought a sacrifice of what's called a sin offering. So then if he really did tshuva, so the smoke that came out of the offering was in the shape of a lion. And if he did not tshuva, it was the shape of a dog. That's how it was. Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Very.
Yes. But someone who's blemishing the bully because he's not working on fixing himself, it's the aspect of bitter waters. The aspect that says in the pasuk, they weren't able to drink the water from mara, from bitterness.
Contaminated water.
So he also drinks bitter waters, right? What does that mean? A person, he comes to prayer and he says, hop, 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 like a dog. Give me. Give me. Hop. That's what it says. Like a dog asking, time just asking, and then he gets upset. Why he didn't get it? It's all the aspect of Gaon Brit, because when someone has Gaon Brit, not working on it, he has no patience to accept what Hashem is doing with him. And someone, the more he works on himself, there's more patience, more long nose, it's called. Long nose. Meaning he has more patience. Length. He has more patience to wait for Hashem. To wait till he fixes himself. Rabbeinu is revealing to us.
So it should start more with Hoda, more thanksgiving to Hashem. I need a particular issue. Start with more thanks and praises before going into the requests.
That's for Shmonesta, really. What do we got to do with what we said now? A person can ask from Hashem, it's not a problem.
Okay.
But if he doesn't have Gaon Brit, if a person is not working and is increasing his weight, it's like a dog just asking, and he doesn't have no patience to wait. He's just asking kacha for no. That's it. Rabbeinu is revealing to us that someone has tikkun abrit, and the more one has tikkun, no black and white, the more one works in abrit, his prayer is sweet. He enjoys his prayers. It's like sweet, like you like a sweet drink, you like to have a Shabbos juice, this, that, ice cream, and or ices in the hot day, you know, when it's 40 degrees outside. Sweet, it's the cold, it's good. He enjoys the prayers like that. Okay? Very good. So when someone sees, why can't he pray? Why can't he sit in shul? Why? Why can't I do that, Hashem? Tell me. Hashem is telling me. Because you have to down bleed. Because I want to push you to work. You want to feel sweetness in the prayer? Yeah, I want to push you to work on your kedusha. So Hashem is telling us. At least me is telling me. I don't know what he's telling me. Every word that comes out of his mouth is sweet, more than sugar, more than stevia, more than any goodies in the world. And obviously he's not hurrying in his prayers. Why should he leave such sweetness? Therefore, someone who's not yet tasting this sweetness that the Rava is writing about, you should know that he's not yet fixed the belief. And he can see by himself. How did he damage one Esther? How does he go to the field? He wants to get out of there. He goes down and says, I want to run away. I just want to finish Manessa and sit and learn already. He has to scream more than bleed, my friend. A person who guards his eyes, he has sweetness in the learning Torah also. And he certainly understands the verse that says that the Torah is more pleasant than gold and nofet sufim. And he opens the book with such excitement, and he tastes such sweetness in his learning. For the person who does not guard his eyes, it's very hard for him to open the book. It's heavy. I can't. To open the book, and the learning is heavy on him, and it's bitter for him. It's a punishment for him to learn. He doesn't understand what sweetness is the pasuk talking about. What's David talking about? And that kind of person, we tell him you're doing actions of Zimli, like Azul said this a few days ago, and he asking, we word like Pinchas. Zimli was one of the Nisim, one of the
princes
in the Midbar, that he did a very, 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 very horrible sin with a Goya, with a Midianite woman, in front of everyone in such a disgrace. I mean, the anger that Hashem had on such a disgusting action that he did in public is that Hashem wanted the Chas Hashem to destroy all the enemies of Am Yisrael. We're talking in a positive way, yeah? And Pinchas, he took a vengeance of Hashem, and he did mysterious nefesh because he was going to get killed by other people of Am Yisrael for his vengeance, and he did everything to get rid of that. What did he do? He took a spear and he stabbed during the action. What?
Skewered. When? As in barbecue.
You love these things, stack them.
Well, okay.
It's good you can't. It's good you don't see movies.
Because there were, wasn't there 24,000 people dying from a plague because of this?
Yeah. So he stabbed them in their sexual organs and killed them on the spot. And by that, and
what's happening in Tel Aviv now?
Yeah, they don't do that though. And in the reward for that, he married. Complete cleaving to Hashem, and Hashem made him a Kohen because he wasn't a Kohen. Because only the descendants of Aaron that were born, when were they born? I don't know, afterwards? And he was born already. So, but Hashem gave him a present that he will be a Kohen himself, a reward. Well, but you, not talking to any one of you, but you, you're doing the actions of Zimu and you're asking the reward that Pinchas received to become a person walking in the street and he stumbles in forbidden sights and bad thoughts and he drives the aspect of Zimu and Zimu walks into shul in the base measures, opens the Gemara, he wants to get the reward of Pinchas. Right? He wants to feel like a priest, feel taste in learning, feel cleanness to Hashem, to see Hashem and everything. That's why am I not feeling anything? What's going on in my life? Right, Morty? What's going on? Yeah, obviously, of course you cannot feel, because you're doing the actions of, not you, but one is doing the actions of Zimri, and so you're Zimri also when you go into the Bismedrash. Why should it change? Only if you'll be Pinchas yourself, you'll be Pinchas outside, so you'll receive reward like Pinchas. I mean, what's Pinchas? Pinchas is Dusha, is holiness.
He was guarding his eyes.
Guarding the eyes, and all the things, the Kitzum, and pray a lot. Then you'll be Pinchas also in the Beis Medrash, and you'll taste the sweetness of learning, and the sweetness of the mitzvot. Be'emet, really, the one who merits to guard his eyes in the street, he really tastes the special taste of cleaving to Hashem all the time. Because, why is that? Because he's afraid, he has fear that he won't guard his eyes. Why? Because he wants to be close to Hashem. So every second he wants to be close to Hashem. It bothers him, he wants to. Now, I'm not going to, but I'm careful now. I know there's a lot of girls walking around here, there's a lot of people, like women go here. I want to be close to Hashem now. That's what he thinks, the whole time. Yeah, and then he talks to Hashem about it on the way. Hashem, help me, help me, help me, help me. So he's always close with Hashem, so it's worth it. Right?
But you need that because you have the Yetzer Hara during the summer or during the winter or any time just trying to bring you down
in the
cesspool of... I'll let you fill in the blank.
So... So that was Briti Shalom, and now we do a little bit of